Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in the Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. This week's Parsha, or Naso, which is Hebrew for either take a census or to lift up, is the most distinctive word in the Parsha. It is the 35th weekly Torah portion in the annual Jewish cycle of Torah readings. The Parsha addresses the priestly duties, camp purification, restitution for wrongs committed, the wife accused of unfaithfulness, the Sota, and the Nazirite, the priestly blessing, and the consecration of the tabernacle. Interestingly enough, Naso is the largest number of letters, words, and verses of any of the 54 weekly Torah portions. Just as an aside, the Haftorah for this portion is Judges chapter 13, verses 2 through 25, regarding the birth of Samson the Nazirite. The connection between the Parsha and the Haftorah is the rules and regulations relating to a Nazirite. Today's commentary was really written by Charles Simon, the rabbi who was the executive director of the FJMC for many, many years. It was originally promulgated on May 30th, 2015. Rabbi Simon writes, "Imagine you are sitting in a small circular auditorium 1,800 years ago, along with your synagogue's board of directors. You are part of an elite group of men, at least we assume they were all men, who are deciding which Haftorot should be paired with the weekly Torah readings. Now think about what went on with the Democrats and Republicans in both the Senate and the House while attempting to pass the health care bill. It is early fall, and your committee is trying to match up appropriate texts for the book of Genesis. You just matched up Parsha Lech Lecha, you have arrived Vayera. Vayera tells the story of God appearing to Abraham in the form of three messengers. One of them said to Abraham that he would return next year, that Sarah would give birth to a son. Sarah was listening and laughed. I suspect you know the rest of the story. If you would like to read it again, go to Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. I've got it, you said. Let's connect the story of the birth of Samson, found in the book of Judges, with the story of the birth of Isaac. Both sets of parents are visited by divine messengers who predict the birth of a son. It's a natural." "Good point," responded Rabbi Shmagegi, "but perhaps we should use the story of Samuel. After all, he was much more important a figure than Samson." "I'm against using Samuel again," interrupted Rabbi Pinchas. "The Samuel story disparages the priesthood, and I'm proud to be a Kohen. Besides, we already matched Shmuel up with Rosh Hashanah." "Another one for the priesthood," someone murmured. "I think we should insert the story of Elisha and the Shunammite woman as the Haftarah coinciding with the birth of Isaac," someone suggested. "It was a foretelling of a birth of what could be a resurrection. After all, we do have that legend that Isaac was killed on Mount Moriah and reborn." "Two good reasons," someone said. "I'm also in agreement," said Rabbi Kahn, added with a voice that reeked of dignity. Another Kohen chimed in. "Let's put it to a vote." You take a good look at the group. There are a lot of priests and landholders at the table. Most of your friends won't get off work for several hours. "But what about Samson? It's a great story." Rabbi Pinchas stroked his beard, looked thoughtful, and suggested, "Samson was a Nazirite. Let's match him up with Naso. After all, that's where the laws of the Nazirite are found." But, you stutter. "We're not happy with the Nazirites. We just concluded a major discussion in the Talmud that minimizes the impact the Nazirites and other fringe types of the borderline people can have. It would reinforce their position in society. Correct, said Rabbi Shmagegi, responding, but it works. We can always come back to it when we get to the Book of Numbers. And you know what? It just might have happened that way. So wrote Rabbi Simon. Just a thought. This might be considered a prequel, like the movies are prequels, especially the Star Wars sequence, in which the Haftorah for Parnassoh so is a prequel to the life of Samson, one of the great judges of Israel, and certainly the strongest. The Haftorah from the Book of Judges is a prophetic parallel to the Torah reading for Parnassoh, where we read about the original laws of the Nazarite, which also include the Nazarite prohibition of coming in contact with the dead. The Torah describes the Nazarite's abstinence as voluntary and temporary. But, according to Judges, Samson was to be a Nazarite throughout his lifetime. He had no choice. The Hebrew word for Nazarite is Nazir, which is even used in modern Hebrew to describe Christian and Buddhist monks who live ascetic lifestyles. The Torah recognizes if one wants to take on a life of austerity, that it should be a temporary condition, not a permanent one. We should recognize that when we deny ourselves the normal pleasures of life, we are wont to lose control in other facets of our lives and into deep trouble. Samson, strong as he was physically, undermined his strength by giving in to other temptations, most notably to Delilah. Thank you, as we say in the South of Mason-Dixon line, Shalom all you all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.